Books on Tape presents The Rosary Girls by Richard Montanari. Read by Scott Brick. Palm Sunday, 11:55 p.m. There is a wintry sadness about this one, a deep-rooted melancholy that belies her 17 years, a laugh that never fully engages any sort of inner joy. Perhaps there is none. You see them all the time on the street. The one walking alone, books clutched tightly to her breast, eyes cast earthward, ever adrift in thought. She is the one strolling a few paces behind the other girls, content to accept the rare morsel of friendship tossed her way. The one who babysits her way through all the milestones of adolescence. The one who refuses her beauty, as if it were elective. Her name is Tessa Ann Wells. She smells like fresh-cut flowers. "I cannot hear you," I say. "Lord is witty," comes the tiny voice from the chapel. It sounds as if I have awakened her, which is entirely possible. I took her early Friday morning, and it is now nearly midnight on Sunday. She has been praying in the chapel, more or less non-stop. It is not a formal chapel, of course, merely a converted closet, but it is outfitted with everything one needs for reflection and prayer. "This will not do," I say. "You know that it is paramount to derive meaning from each and every word. Don't you?" From the chapel, "Yes."